This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, there was about I guess 35 to 40 seconds of an ovation for Trey Turner. Good morning. The fans tried to get him going. He got one hit, but it's just, based on that, I don't think he's quite out of it. But the result is not good for the Phillies. They lost the game to one of the worst teams in baseball. And that sometimes that happens. You come off a road trip, and the end of it was good because they beat the Marlins 3 out of 4. And then you come home to play a bad team. But the reality is, Aaron Nola he's not good enough this year. I mean, I think that can be clearly said. He's just not good enough this year. He gives up home runs. He did it again last night. I don't know how, there's ebbs and flows in sports, and people get on me for me trying to be honest and trying to tell you what reality is, but fans are fans. But there's ebbs and flows in sports. When the Phillies lost 2 out of 3 to Cleveland, the sky was falling. And then they win then they win 2 in a row against Miami. And then they lose an awful, awful game to Miami. And then they win. They win 2 in a row, and it's just, oh, they're heading back to the World Series. They could make the playoffs, and they're lucky. Everybody that was kind of in contention last night all lost. It's going to come down to the end, but the top teams are the top teams, and there's maybe two or three of them, but the rest of them are just okay. They're not World Series teams, and that includes the Phillies. But I'm just trying to be honest. So you see this game last night. So now the ebb and flow of the fan, it's like, how could you lose? How could the Phillies lose to the Kansas City Royals? Now they may win the next two. Right now, fans are not happy. And then they may win the next two and fans will be good again. And then they have a 10-game homestand. This team is what they are. And we've seen the sample size. We've seen what they are. They scored 5 runs, which should be enough if Aaron Nola's pitching. But that's not enough with Aaron Nola pitching this year. Nola pitched a little over 5 innings, 8 hits, and 5 runs. Struck out 8 players, but everybody strikes out. The Phillies didn't have many strikeouts last night, but it didn't matter. The leadoff hitter, again, doesn't have any hits. But he walks. Well, he didn't have any walks last night. The third hitter didn't have any hits. Castellanos had 1 hit, but it was a big one. It was a home run. He's hitting 4th. So they had 9 hits. And I guess that should be enough. Trey Turner was only 1 for 4, but at least he got a hit after the big ovation. By the way, just to let you know, Kyle Schwarber's hitting 178, and his on-base percentage is under .320, which is terrible. That is really terrible. I don't even know. It's just something about the lineup, and then the pitching. Pitching for the most part has been above average. The hitting has not. So I don't know where you go. So we'll talk about the Phillies today. And your expectations change every day with a win and a loss because the baseball season's so long. But now you have less than 2 months left as we're into August. We have less than 2 months left in the regular season. And there's fans that hope, I said hope, the Phillies get to the World Series. But are they really a World Series team? Playoff team? Yeah, the way things are, yeah, they can make the playoffs. But are they good enough? I think we can all answer that question on whether we think they're good enough to get to the World Series. Oh, but anything can happen when you get in the playoffs. I love that term. Anything can happen. All right. So on this Saturday morning, we'll talk about the Phillies. The Eagles getting closer. Every day we go through training camp, and it is only practice. We're talking practice. And there's little things that people pick out. Stats in training camp are the most ridiculous thing that I've ever seen. Because we don't know if they're making the right read. The quarterback's making the right read, and he looks good. He looks good in camp. He should look good. He's a good quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. He should look good. But he's not really playing against what he's going to be playing against when they play the games for real. The Eagles are a good team. They're the best team in the NFC East. They're the best team in the NFC. But I don't know what that all means. They are the best team. It means they're the best. You still have to play 17 games. And I mean, I don't really worry about anybody in the division. There's always somebody that kind of is better than you think they are. Are the Giants, and I don't think the Giants are good because I don't think Daniel Jones is that good. But are the Giants any good? The coach is better than what they had. And then the Cowboys are always the Cowboys. A dope is a head coach. A turnover machine is a quarterback. And Jerry Jones is the owner. And that is a great mix for a team that won't have success again this year. So we look at that in the NFC. What team's the best team in the NFC next to the Eagles? San Francisco. I think water seeks its level. And I think Purdy, everybody's cranked up about Purdy. There was a reason he was the last player drafted. Now, sometimes teams make a mistake, but come on. You're going to tell me that Purdy's going to lead them to be the best team in the NFC. So we'll get into that. Sixers, does anybody really care? Are they really on anybody's radar? And that clown, Joel Embiid, puts out a tweet last night after Trey Turner's at bat. It's like, we really don't care what you have to say. We really don't care about your cryptic messages, your cryptic tweets. We don't care. It's another guy that just wants attention. How about getting attention by playing hard in the playoffs, by doing what the coach wants you to do, about being a tough guy, about being a leader? How about doing that? I'm so tired of Joel Embiid's BS. But that's you. All right. So with that said, some people respect what I say. Some people don't like what I say. And this is what I'm going to kind of roll out at you this morning. And I want to address it. Oh, I hear callers. Well, Howard asking. It says, it brings us down with the Phillies. I'm not bringing you down. I'm just trying to give you a dose of reality. Are they good? Yeah, they're good. Are they good enough? That's what I'm saying. Are they good enough to make the playoffs? Possibly. Get to the World Series? I mean, do you think this is a World Series team? But my question to you, one of the questions today, what are your concerns? And we'll kind of sort this out. What are your concerns about the teams, that's plural, the four pro teams, major professional teams in town. What are your concerns? You know, I'm not the only one that can think, well, you know, are they good enough? Are they? And I'm sure there's some concerns about the Eagles. You know, everybody believes they're going to go back to the Super Bowl. It's not that easy. And it's going to be really difficult. It's going to be with the schedule, which is tougher, with the travel schedule, which is tougher. But what are your concerns about any of the sports teams in town? All right, well, because I want to hear your concerns. I'm not the only one that doesn't say everything's great and everything's rosy. And you still got to have some concerns about Trey Turner. It's hard to turn it around. I mean, how many times are the fans going to give him a standing ovation? He's got to do it himself, and he knows that. Not a bad guy. He's a good guy. But we'll hear what you have to say. And our question today, to try to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers and check out all the amazing and terrific and sensational foods and catering at DeBruno.com. You want to eat good? You want to have a party? That's the place. All right, so here's the question to win the $100 gift certificate. And this is based on Cole Hamels, finally, and I capitalized the word finally, announcing his retirement as he was stealing money the last few years. Based on his retirement, years after he should have, players that didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long. And there's at least more than a few that come to mind. Players, and I'm sure we'll get some answers that I haven't thought of. Players that didn't retire soon enough and hung around too long. And obviously, we can't mention Cole Hamels. He would have been one of the players because, hey, listen, he was terrific in most of the time with the Phillies. But the reality is he hung around way too long. And he was stealing money. He knew he was done. And I think he wanted those final paychecks because I think there were some financial issues. And I understand that. But he did hang around too long, regardless of the reasons. All right, so that's your question. Let me give you the number, which you already know, but because it's in your speed dial, 215-592-9494. And let's take a call before we take care of some business. And let's go to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. Warren, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. I was really concerned with Aaron Nola's pitching performance last night. And I don't know if you noticed, but he just doesn't seem to be right in his head the way he fidgets out there on the mound. And he still doesn't seem to want to change the way he, I guess, prepares with the pitch clock. And he definitely doesn't do well still with men on base. And I just don't understand why he can't get himself together. The same as Trey Turner. I don't know if you need to put them both in the same room and they talk out their problems, but there's definitely something not right with him.
Well, yeah, but Trey Turner he's not out of it yet. He had a hit last night. Okay, yeah. So he had a hit. He should get a hit. Still hitting less than 240. But, you know, I don't know what his issue is, but I don't know that he's handled it, but I think it's time to stop using the pitch clock as an excuse for Aaron Nola.
Absolutely.
He hasn't brought it up lately. And, you know, at this point, if he hasn't adapted to it, excuse me, shame on him.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's time to stop with the pitch clock with Aaron Nola.
I was watching him fidget with the rosin bags, and then he has to, you know, throw the ball back and the ball's not good enough and he walks around the mound and he really, I think, wastes his time, you know.
When you throw a pitch, you throw a pitch. When you're ready to throw a pitch, you throw a pitch.
Yeah, but he just doesn't seem to be focused. I don't know, he just seems really upset out there and not comfortable.
He's not good enough. I don't know if he's upset. He gives up home runs. That's not good.
No.
You know, I don't want to hear, you know, I'm tired of the pitch clock excuse. I mean,
I'm not making the excuse. I'm just watching the way he just doesn't seem to get himself set for every single pitch. And
well,
he
maybe he's just not good enough this year. Maybe it's just, there's a point, you can't pitch well forever. And remember, I guess it was at least the last couple of Septembers, he wasn't, you know, towards the end of the season, because he does pitch a lot of innings. Yeah, okay. And Thompson takes him out sometimes earlier. Let him throw 100 pitches last night, but you could tell he was done. But he still gives up home runs. He still makes too many mistakes. He's just not, he's not good enough to be the number two starter, that's for sure.
And I didn't like that that he wasn't taken out earlier. I thought he was finished after five innings, and to come out in that six, I thought that was a huge mistake for Rob Thompson. I know he's, the bullpen is depleted, but, and then Junior Marte coming out, that really
It's not depleted now, because they had a game where they didn't really have to use the bullpen.
Well, you tell me what Junior Marte looked like when he got out on the field last night. And
maybe he's not good enough. Maybe, you know, there's a point where sometimes pitchers look good, and then all of a sudden the teams get to see him a little bit more and know more about him, and it's deeper into the season. Whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter what the case is. He wasn't good enough. It's easy to make excuses. Are they good enough? Is the bullpen good enough? Really, that's a question. Is the bullpen good enough?
That's a question, absolutely. Okay. And so far, I just don't see this team putting it together enough to, yes, they could make it to the playoffs, but this is not a playoff team in any stretch that I would count on in the first round even. I just don't see them.
Well, they may make the playoffs, but they're not. So you believe that they're not going to go to the World Series?
No, I don't see this as a World Series team.
No. Okay.
The way each game just seems to have its own different
problem. Right, so I threw out a question. What are your concerns about the teams in town? Okay, the Phillies, what is your biggest
Sixers,
concern?
I don't even want to go near the Sixers. The Flyers are still in a rebuild.
Right.
The Eagles, I don't like overconfidence, because there's new, you know, coordinators, there's new defensive players. I just don't like overconfidence. Can they make the playoffs? Absolutely.
Yeah, the Sixers out of sight, out of mind. Who cares?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And the Phillies, your biggest concern with the Phillies?
I would still say starting pitching. You just don't know what you're getting game after game with your starters. Lorenzen looks good for one game, but we really don't know. The bullpen seems to have its own issues.
Yeah. All right. So there are concerns there.
Hitting seems to be stable. With different players being able to get hot, you know, enough to score runs. But
all right, so the question I had to try to win the gift certificate, and if you've had time to think about, players that didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long.
James Harden.
Right out of the chute, James Harden. Okay, that's actually not bad.
Yeah,
He should just go away. He should just go away.
Just take your money. Go make all your products. Go to Houston.
Go to your strip clubs.
Thank you for
have
your
a good
service.
Time. Party. Yeah. And just go to all your parties. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Warren, I appreciate the call. All right. I'm Howard Eskin. James Harden's a good one to start. Players that hung around that didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long. That's based on Cole Hamels clearly hanging around too long. And your concerns about the teams in town. All right, when we come back, it's already out of control. But the money in sports is out of control, and it got worse. And I'll talk about that when it got worse. And we'll touch on the Hassan Reddick situation, which I don't think is a situation, but we'll touch on that when we come back as well. You got the numbers. And now, because it's early in the show, there's still some open lines. 215-592-9494. Time now is 8:19.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday morning, weather should be okay today, a little hotter than it was yesterday, but at least it's not in the 90s. Phillies play again tonight against Kansas City. Kansas City, every once in a while can score some runs, but that's no excuse. They're just Aaron Nola, I guess, was the biggest problem yesterday, but still, I'm still not in love with the top of their order. I'm still not in love with it. All right, let's go to Tom, who's in Las Vegas. Tom, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Morning.
All right, great. So my biggest concern about all these teams in Philly, that they're all frauds. You know, I mean, that's my biggest concern. You know, we haven't won the cup in Lord knows how long. And nobody wants to criticize the Flyers. Never. Oh, don't criticize the Flyers. No, but anyway, what's your opinion on that one?
Well, you're criticizing which team?
I'm criticizing the Flyers. I'm criticizing all of them. You know, Eagles, God bless them. You know, they gave us some winnings the last couple of years. But it's been a fraud. All Philadelphia sports is fraud. It's always
okay,
been
but
a fraud.
You got to define it a little bit better than that.
Okay, like I'm saying, okay, so did anybody think that Phillies were going to World Series last year? Honestly.
Repeat that?
Did you think that the Phillies would go to the World Series last year?
No, I did not.
Okay, so why do we care if they go this year? So let's play it out, right? And it's a fault.
That's
all
not the
about
question. We can play out every season. Okay, if that's the case, the Flyers, let's play it out. Are they going to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, so Trey Turner might as well be playing T-ball, and everybody stands up and says, "Hey, buddy, you can do it." Right? Come on,
I don't understand. I really don't understand your point. I'm trying to.
My point is that just like I guarantee you, Harden will be on the team. At the beginning of the year. That's another guy.
I think he will be here at the beginning of the year because Daryl Morey is a horrible, terrible president and general manager that overvalues all his players. He misplayed his hand. And regardless of all that, but what does that have to do with anything?
What are you talking about? Like, we know the Sixers are already seeing the Eagles are going to play. So, you know what I mean? It's just a big fraud. Philadelphia sports is a fraud. Okay.
Hey, Tom. I tell you, it's 3 hours difference in Las Vegas, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think you need a little more rest, but thanks for the call. Let's go to, who was that, Sam? Sam, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. hopefully I can have a better conversation with you than the last guy.
Brutal.
Yeah. So, you know, to kind of like expand on the whole Sixers point, I would love, and I know
before we get into that, and I'm just, yep. What is the point with the Sixers? What is the point?
That's a great question. It's really like, so Josh Harris is like an absentee owner, kind of.
Is one of the worst owners in sports because he doesn't care about winning with any one team. He'd like to win, but he cares more about the money and his assets. It's not the passion to win. He's one of the worst owners in sports.
Howard, can I ask you a question about him?
Sure.
Real quick. Don't you think if they get the stadium, he's going to sell the team soon after?
I think shortly after it opens, because it would increase the value of the team.
Yeah.
You know, in that situation, whether they build a new stadium or not, they should go in with Comcast. There's nothing like, and it doesn't, two arenas don't work. David Adelman, who's fronting this thing, who's a part owner, he's a 10%, he has not told the truth in almost everything he said about that new arena. It's awful.
It's going to be
terrible. You know, somebody put out a picture. This is the joke of the whole thing. The fact that they're more concerned about getting that arena passed and allowing and having it built at 10th and Market Street in downtown Philadelphia is a disgrace and a joke, and it's awful. But Drake had a concert, and there was a lot of tour buses and trailers.
Yeah.
And he says, and somebody sent out a tweet, where are you going to put all those at that arena? Oh, there's space underground there where the fashion district is. There's a subway underground there.
Yeah, I can't.
There's a subway. What do you mean there's space under there? We'll reconfigure it. What a bunch of BS. Yeah. It is the most ridiculous, stupid idea in years in Philadelphia. It will be a financial disaster. And that's what they care more about, just to get the arena, because I would expect that they would default on the loan, and then the city's going to have to pick up the dollars to pay for it. It's just going to be a joke.
I absolutely agree. I don't think.
But my point is, you are correct. They care more about the money part of what they're doing than the winning part of what fans want from teams.
They do enough, like Howard, they do enough to keep you interested. That's the hook that they do. They get, you know, they have Joel, you know, Harden, but like for me,
what do they have to give you confidence they're going to win a championship?
Nothing.
Exactly, right. That is exactly right.
Like, if I were them, I mean, like, you know, and I believe Joel is the softest MVP in the history of the league.
He wasn't the MVP. He was voted the MVP. Jokic was clearly the MVP.
Yeah, just because, you know, you can't give it to Jokic 3 years in a row or whatever.
And that was their belief. That was their belief, yes.
But, like, I really would love to blow up the team because this doesn't work. You're going to be in the second round or worse for the next couple of years.
You know what? Like that is the answer. But Daryl Morey's only got 2 years left, and then his ass will be out of here. And he'll con somebody else. But the reality is they have no shot to win a championship with the core of this team, and I don't know how they fix it. And Joel Embiid is not a leader.
No.
He's not a winner. He's a very talented player,
but he's
not a winner, and he's not a leader.
Yeah, he's a loser. The only person on that team I like at this point is Maxey. I'm amazed he hasn't been ruined yet by the toxic.
Well, you can't ruin. I mean, he's a nice player, and we'll see how good he's going to be. But see, that leads to the question. All right, what are your big? But if I say something, people, you just don't like this, and you just don't like. No, it's reality. What are your concerns about the other team? You've expressed your concerns about the Sixers. What are your concerns about the teams in town?
So with the Phillies, I obviously have concerns about the offense. I'm fine with Trey Turner for right now. Like, you know, you paid him $300 million. You can sit him a little bit, but you gotta use him. That's the unfortunate reality of it. I hate the top of the lineup. Bohm being second is fine, but I would love to see Stott up there more.
Well, I guess they want to spread out some of the players that at least can show you that they've consistent offensively.
I mean, for me though, let me ask a question, Howard. Again, with baseball, I prefer a team to go hungry into the playoffs. Like, remember the Four Aces? Obviously, they had over 100 wins. They were really, but I felt like they made the playoffs so soon that it kind of took a lot of the fight out of them. I guess I prefer they kind of white knuckle it till the actual playoffs.
Meaning, what would you like to see happen?
I like a team, and this is just me personally. I like a team that battles to get in the playoffs. That it's not like a foregone conclusion that they're going to get there, because they tend to come in, like, you know, I feel like they just tend to come in hotter. I could be wrong.
That's
with
your concern about the Eagles?
No. With the Phillies,
but they're not a lock to make the playoffs. I mean,
right.
That's where you kind of lost me there.
Yeah,
they're not even they're not a lock to make the playoffs. They're going to struggle to get in, but unless somebody gets hot, they're going to be there right until the end.
The Eagles. So just to address your question, the Eagles. I don't really have a concern per se. I mean there's a lot of new personnel on the defense. I mean, it's just going to take a while to gel. I really don't worry about Jalen at all. I think the Cowboys are a ridiculous fraud every year.
Every year they're a fraud.
I'm not really worried about the Eagles. I just think, like you said, it's hard to make the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. Like, it's just hard to get there.
Well,
the facts are
only one team in the last 28 years has gotten back after they lost. For whatever reason, that doesn't mean it's impossible,
right?
But it's difficult.
It's an upward climb. It is, but I think they'll be there, and I think they'll be relevant. They'll be in the playoffs for years. I think, we're at a point where the Eagles will always be contending at least for the next.
As long as they have
years.
The quarterback, that's
exactly
right. All right, our question today for the gift certificate: players that that didn't retire soon enough, that hung around too long.
I think you'll like my answer, but I don't know if it'll win. Jake Arrieta.
Jake Arrieta. Yeah, and
I hated
he had a bad
so
experience.
Much.
Yeah, it's not. You're right. It's not bad, but he did hang around too long. And
he
went to a team after the Phillies too, right?
He did. He went back to Did he go back to the Cubs, and then he stunk there too?
Yeah, he stinks. Yeah, he was terrible with the Phillies.
He had one good year.
You're in the mix. Sam, you're in the mix. All right, let's go to Dennis over in Mount Laurel. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Humble Howard, how you doing today, my man?
Good, how are you?
Good. That caller from Las Vegas, Tom, I think a slot machine fell on him. I couldn't make out what the hell he was talking about.
No, he's still asleep. it's 3 hours earlier out there.
Yeah, it's like 5:30 in the morning. He didn't go to bed yet.
Yeah, correct.
Hey, the stadium, and we've talked about this before. It is the worst idea of.
You mean
all
the arena, the
idea.
Proposed arena by the Sixers, and everything that comes out of their mouth, everything that's come out of their mouth, is not the truth. Truth.
They're going to ruin the neighborhood for 3 years of construction. There's 20 different.
Well, that's a part of it. It's not going to be successful. Here, I'm going to give you something, and I was told by a very, 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 very prominent promoter, the Wells Fargo Center. And first of all, they've lied about them being the stepchild. Like the schedule is the Flyers, concerts, and then the Sixers. That's a lie. Concerts are like at the end of the line. Once everything's done, then the concerts have to find their date. So that's a total 100% lie.
Exactly.
All right. So now here, there's 45 concerts at the Wells Fargo Center. That's roughly the number. Let's say, and it won't happen because they've already said they're not coming, you get all 45 of those concerts to come over to the new building with, let's say, 55 games, and that would be play. That would be deep into the playoffs. Let's say 55 games and 45 concerts. That's all the concerts, which we know is an impossibility. That's only 100 dates. What do you do for the other 265 days of the year?
Yeah.
It is dark. It is a bomb. It is a financial disaster. And then when they default on their loan, which it's going to cost probably close to $2 billion to build, when they default on their loan, the city can't allow that to close if, in fact, it ever gets there. So they're going to have to put in some money and try to keep that thing afloat. And Josh Harris has, in one company, he's gone, they've gone bankrupt. Another, there's other financial issues that he's had, and he just gets out of them and rolls them into whatever. And that's what's, there's no way that that can't happen here. There's just no way. So it, just stay down in South Philadelphia. And stop all this other nonsense, and stop with your ego, and stop trying to be a hero. And it's over. Just the Comcast, and we'll build a new building, and in the 30s when the lease is up, and just partner with them 50-50, exactly, which they're willing to do, and keep things the same. And it's good for the fans. It's good for the city. It's good for everything. Here's another bunch of bull crap rolled out. They're going to raise $1 billion in taxes, and schools will be a part of it. Well, if they're just transferred, they're not getting any new events. So right, it's not new tax dollars. It's the same tax dollars just moving somewhere else. So yeah, that's a bunch of bull. The whole thing is a clown show. It's a clown show.
You're right about the concerts and the tour buses, but the other thing is, if you have 30 different parking locations, how are you going to have any good tailgating? And tailgating is a big
part
of it.
There is no such thing as tailgating down there. None.
And the coldest of winter and the security.
That runs Live Nation, Jeff Gordon, was on, and we were talking sports, and I just asked him about that. He says, that's an experience for concert people as well as other people. There's no tailgating. What, are they going to close down Market Street? It's a joke.
And the security.
All right, so let's get back to the reality of what we're talking about today. Your concerns about the teams in town.
Okay. The Flyers have been irrelevant for years. The Sixers are going to become irrelevant. The Phillies and Eagles gave us good runs, but neither one of them are going back to the World Series or the Super Bowl, but they're very good teams. They're not great teams. And they are the best in the NFC. They have a shot if everything goes right, but everything doesn't always go right. You know, the 69 Mets were better than Baltimore, but they won the World Series. The Buster Douglas wasn't better than Mike
okay,
Tyson.
Okay, so what is your concern? What is your concern?
My concern is overconfidence.
Yep.
That they automatically got to get back to the Super Bowl. A lot of people are rating them into the Super Bowl.
Overconfidence is one of the reasons that you don't get back, and I agree with that. All right, our question today, players that didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long.
Well, I came in second last week with Wilt, and I probably
you're right. You know, Wilt was such an easy one, but because we have young producers that don't understand that Wilt was an amazing, amazing athlete.
He was a track and field guy, a basketball guy, a weightlifter, and he
was everything. He was great. But that's all right. But you know, we still had a good one.
I got one of the five best baseball players of my generation, meaning from the 50s to now. And top five, maybe one or two. And the last 2 years of his career, I watched him. I grew up in Trenton, so I could get the New York channels. The last 2 years with the Mets, he was really it was struggle.
I know exactly who you're going to say.
Willie Mays.
Yeah, but he had such a long, great career. But it's a good one. He hung around a couple
years.
Yeah, the
last 2 years, though, he hung around for the money.
But I don't think people – but the money wasn't what it was today. I don't think people were as upset with him hanging around. But I understand exactly what you're saying. His last 2 years – he was just not, because he was one of the greatest, one of the, let's say, the three or four greatest players in the history of baseball.
Five for sure.
Yeah, and then the last 2 years. All right, Dennis, I appreciate the call. By the way, all right, I didn't get to the money in sports and the latest ridiculous issue with the money in sports. As soon as I come back, I'm going to do that. The time now is 8:42. 94 WIP on a Saturday morning. I didn't realize, and I want to I want to acknowledge, I put up a tweet this morning to promote the show. It was with a picture of my daughter with the tweet, getting ready for the Taylor Swift concert last night in L.A. obviously they retweeted to think, oh, I'm some guy putting up, well, like, who is that woman? Well, that was my daughter, getting ready. They all dress, you know how they all dress up, dressing up for the Taylor, Taylor Swift concerts. So that's what that is. So it feels like, well, why don't you take it down? No, I'm not taking it down. It's no big deal. It's my daughter. I should add a picture every time that I tweet something, which is just general. Just put some picture in there to get people guessing. All right. Let's get to, I just quoted my tweet to try to have people understand what that is. It's Big Cat, Barstool Big Cat retweeted it. It's funny. I couldn't figure out why he retweeted my promotion for the show and that all these people are looking at it. That's good. That's my daughter, by the way. All right. So it's great. Oh, boy. You know, somebody just sent me a text. I think you accidentally tweeted a picture you didn't mean to. Yeah, I didn't mean to tweet it, but as it turns out, it's okay because it was my daughter who just sent me a picture from last night. Oh, my God. So I'm not even going to take it down because what the heck? So they could see how she got dressed up for the Taylor Swift concert. Hey, listen. You know, it's okay. It's okay. Okay. I want to get to the money thing. Anthony Davis, and this is obnoxious, signed an extension to his contract. He's still got a year left. Of 3 years for $186 million. That's out of control. That is out of control. He's making $60 million a year. The guy doesn't even, he's worse than Embiid about getting, about sitting out with injuries. He's worse than Embiid. It is a joke. It's just the NBA is out of control. This guy's going to be making $70, $80 million a year. And then they're going to take 20 to 30 games off. It's ridiculous. It's just, how can the NBA be a good product when all those kind of things happen? All right, let's go back to the phone. Scott and King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Starting off by giving you a standing ovation for not sucking this morning.
For not what?
For not sucking this morning. You're getting a standing ovation.
Well,
You're doing a great job, as always.
Why would I try to suck?
Well, no, you wouldn't. I'm just taking a little poke at the fans. I understand trying to support Turner, but I don't know. The standing ovation, I don't know. I'm not for it. As a player, I can't imagine – I don't know. He said he appreciated it, but I don't know. I don't know that he really did. What do you think?
Do I not think he didn't appreciate it? He absolutely appreciated it.
Okay.
I think we know it, but does that help? There's something wrong with the swing, and I'm not – even the hitting coach can't figure it out, or Trey Turner can't figure it out. I'm telling you, my thought, I think he should be the DH, at least for a little while, because between at-bats, I know when I look at video, and you can look at it when you're playing, but you don't have as much time. If you're a DH, it's like I wish I could video my golf swing, because I know when I do something wrong, but if I see it in video, I say, okay, that's it. And he can go out after it at bat and look at all his, all the pitches, everything. He could look at it and maybe try to correct it during the game and have it fresh in his mind. You know, you can look at it. They have these tablets now. You can look at things.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. But if he has the time between at bats, doesn't have to worry about going out in the field, doesn't have to worry about anything else. Oh, yeah, that was the problem. You know, I didn't wait on the ball, or my foot was out a little too quickly, or, you know, whatever. You can spot, because he knows how to hit. I don't know that it's going to happen this year, but I expect he's going to hit next year. But I think we've already seen it this year. But I think a DH could help him. It really could help him.
I think I would put him down in the 9-hole right now to try to let him right himself. I think the World Baseball Classic, he changed his swing. It's documented. You could actually go back and see it. He started to uppercut, and he also started to try and pull everything and step out of the box. And that's not his game. He's always been somebody who can hit the ball to all fields, a gap type hitter who can run forever. So he really got away from who he is. The question is whether he can make this correction in season. You know, for me personally, I'd take him on the field and I would just tell him, focus on hitting everything to center field and right field, and don't try and pull anything. Keep your hands back. I think I think he'll make this correction. I don't think that Trey Turner is this bad. I think
he's not this bad, but I don't know that he's going to be able to get out of it this year. That's the problem.
Well, here's a concern that I have, Howard, and his defense has been, his metrics have been down over the past few years. The Dodgers did the eyeball test and had decided that
his defense
is not going to be there.
I never realized his defense was so, I guess, average at best. Yeah,
that's a great way to put it. He's become average at best. And my concern moving forward, I think his position is going to need to be changed. I think he's probably going to have to slide over to third base or second base. And, you know, you can slot Stott back at short, but there are other options to, you know, for the Phillies to go. I don't know. I feel like switching gears. I feel like the Phillies missed a major opportunity in not trading Aaron Nola. To me, Aaron Nola,
I would have traded him. I agree with you. I would have traded him.
100%.
He's not going to be back here next year.
Mistake.
Yeah, forget about
it. Correct. I mean, he's going to walk.
Yeah.
He's going to
walk. They're not going to sign him for what he wants to sign for. And you can't give him a 4-year contract based on what you've seen this year.
Exactly right. You could have turned around and traded him, and you could have gotten 3 trade chips that maybe you could have used some of those chips to get another starting pitcher. Dylan Cease was available from the White Sox. I don't know. I think there were a few more creative things that could have been done at the trade deadline. But all in all, I mean, I suppose it's okay. And as far as the standing ovation, the point I wanted to make was I'd rather stand and give claps to guys who are overachieving right now, like Sanchez and Rojas, guys that are just playing over their heads, as opposed to somebody who is playing completely under.
Okay, let's go through the teams here. Your concerns, because I did this today because people, Howard is just bringing us down on the Phillies. No, I'm trying to give you what my, you know, and I talk to people about this. It's not like I just roll it out and just want to criticize the Phillies. You know, there's concerns there. So when I say, I don't think they're a World Series team. I don't think they're a World Series team. They could make the playoffs.
Well, I agree with you. There's too many
questions in there. And when I talk about teams, it's because that's what I see. I mean, I do have experience. Yep. I have been around for a little while. So, all right. So So my question to the people, one of the things that we can talk about, your concerns about the teams in town. Sorry. What's your concern about the Eagles, if you have any?
My only concern with the Eagles moving forward is injuries. I think injuries are the only thing that will stop this team from winning the Super Bowl in the upcoming season.
All right. Your concerns about the Phillies. Your concerns about the Phillies.
My concerns about the Phillies are is that we're looking at another round of holding on to our veterans too long. I'm concerned that we didn't learn from our history that you need to trade at the highest points of value.
But you do have concerns, right? You do have concerns.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to get old
and the Sixers, like, who cares, right?
The Sixers, for me, I would absolutely blow it up and rebuild. I would hold on to nobody. I would bring in every asset that I could and do a complete rebuild. Complete. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And now the question today, based on Cole Hamels waiting way too long to announce his retirement, players that didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long.
So I know we have some new producers that are young, but when I think of
they can be overruled too. They can be overruled.
Yep.
All right. Who is
it? When I think of any professional athlete, and this one stings, that held on too long, the poster child for it for me is Steve Carlton.
You're
talking about a guy who was so fantastic, who was so dominant, and then literally held on and was a shell of himself. And it was hard. It was really, really hard to watch for those of us that grew up with such a amazing.
Steve Carlton is a good one, Scott, and I appreciate the call. I have one that I'm going to wait till the end of the show, and I know nobody's going to come up with it. Because they don't want to come up with it. They don't want to believe that. But we'll get to that. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to your calls. And it's amazing. I put out a tweet for the show. And, I didn't do it on purpose. But my daughter's picture from last night getting dressed for the Taylor Swift show was in the tweet. And people thought, he's just looking at these women online. And he by accident, he put up a picture. It's my daughter. So Big Cat from Barstool Sports retweeted. I said, what the hell did he retweet it for? And then I realized... It's just, so I explained it in a tweet, but they all get dressed up for Taylor Swift. It is insane, and she was playing last night in LA. All right, we'll get back. WIP Sports Time, 8:58. 94, you know what? The Knicks coming out of it, I should have thought about this based on my tweet this morning to promote the show. We got to play a Taylor Swift song coming out of the Knicks. Out of the next break. It's amazing what happens on social media. And I know there's a lot of people that thought I was a pervert. And it wasn't done intentionally, but I just downloaded a picture of my daughter from last night's Taylor Swift concert in LA, which she went to. And, when I sent out a tweet to promote the show this morning, that picture was included, and I couldn't figure out why Big Cat from Barstool Sports retweeted it, and then I started getting all these messages. It's my daughter. My son had a retweet it. That's his daughter. Well, by the way, that's your sister too. So your sister and my daughter. But the amount of views I got on this tweet, I'm saying, why did these people are so, people always think the wrong things, So now, you can't post porn, but if I posted porn, I'd probably get a million views, just promoting the show. So I'm going to have to think of, I'm not going to post porn. No. And that's not, I don't download that either. So, but it's my daughter on my tweet. It's funny how many people, it's just hilarious that it's got close to 400,000 views because it was a mistake. it's just, it's, And then he finally wrote, it's my sister, brother. You might want to chill out. It's created all this nonsense. Oh, my gosh. You people out there are sick. You're sick. Everybody, social media is sick. It's sick. All right. Just to restart the second hour here. Eagles, they're off today. I think they might have a walkthrough. Whatever. It's no media. It's no nothing. They're the best team in the NFC East. They're the best team in the NFC. But that doesn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl. So, and I haven't dealt with the Hassan Reddick thing yet. And I'm going to deal with that shortly. And I don't think there really is anything with Hassan Reddick. He is going to be, I'm just going to tell you right now, he's not holding out. He's going to be here as soon as he feels healthy enough to go out there and practice. He's going to practice. He's going to be here the whole year and try to have a great year. And at the end of the year, the Eagles could give him a new contract. And I think if he has another great year, I think they will give him another contract, an extension. You know, he's got 2 years left, including this year. So the Phillies, boy, that was to lose to one of the worst teams. And they had they had a lead. It wasn't a big lead, but Aaron Nola. Whew. And still the offense at the top of the order, Kyle Schwarber's hitting 178. Trey Turner got a standing ovation. Ben, do you have the TV clip to hear the ovation? If you do, I want to play it. He got anywhere from 30 to 40 seconds of a standing ovation. I don't know that it helped. He got a hit last night. Ben, if you have it, let me know. And then, his ovation, it was great, but again, he's got to do it himself. Let's hear the fans from last night.
And he's in scoring position for Trey Turner.
That went on for about, 35 to 40 seconds. And again, I think it probably made him more nervous than anything else. It obviously felt good. But he got a hit last night. He was still 1-for-4. He's still not quite out of it. And Rob Thompson after the game, well, his at bat, his number, his second at bat was a good at bat. I don't want to hear it. It's all about base hits. So, and he's got to work his way out of it. I don't know if it's gonna happen this year. Sixers, we don't even care about. But my question, because people criticize me because I'm trying to be honest about the Phillies, and some people get a little annoyed with it. There's concerns, but what are your concerns about any of the teams in town? And our question today to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, check out all the great food. I mean, well, going there is better than checking it out online at DeBruno.com. Terrific for parties, catering, whatever. Based on the Cole Hamels announcement, his retirement years after he should have retired. Players that didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let me see who's up first. Is that Bill? Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning. It's going to be a nice day today. And
a little hotter than it was yesterday, but yeah, it's good. Yeah,
it's good. It'll be good. I'll get right into it, my concerns on each of the four teams. And the Eagles' case, it's really somewhat a victim of their own success. For this year, the schedule concerns me and the transition of the coaching staff, you know, does concern me. Those are the two biggest factors, I think, to overcome this year.
Yeah. Here's the question, which people get on me about. Do you think the Phillies are getting to the World Series?
Probably not.
Is probably not necessary in that comment. Yeah. I don't think they're getting
the
World Series.
In their case, it's really just underperformance of what we thought some of these players are. I thought Schwarber would be better than he is.
Well, you thought he'd hit at least 200. He's hitting 178.
I know. I thought Turner would be certainly better than he is.
Absolutely. Everybody thought that. I didn't realize his defense was so at best average, but you thought he'd hit 290 to 300 for sure.
And Nola, you know, we always thought he was better than what he's performing right now.
Yeah, we always thought that, and there's always been disappointment at times. And he's good, but he's probably a third or fourth starter in a good team's rotation at best.
Okay.
You have concerns about the Eagles?
Just what I told you, just the schedule and the
right. Okay.
And the division, you know.
And the Sixers, we don't care about, right?
Well, culture. I sum up with culture.
Yeah.
From top management all the way down to the players.
It's a terrible organization. With the ownership, they have some good people working for them. And some of the people are really good people, but they really are.
Yeah, I mean, overall culture, it's like you said, this guy's more interested in making money than
that's exactly right. Does he have passion to win?
Not hardly.
Now his passion is to get a new arena, which is a joke.
And it goes all the way down to the players where it's obvious that someone like Embiid is more concerned about personal stats.
Oh, yeah. He puts out a tweet last night. He's trolling people. LOL. We're assuming it's after Trey Turner. You know what? Just go out and get ready for the season. Stop with your nonsense. Stop with your BS. How about being a leader? How about being a tough player? And how about being a champion type player? That doesn't mean they're going to win a championship, but he's not that player. And the new coach, people hope, will change that. I don't know if that's going to change that because he'll rebel if he doesn't want to do something. That's just because he's been coddled his whole career.
Right.
All right, Bill.
Exactly.
Who is
and
the
in the Flyers'
that...
case, they're just not, you know, they just
yeah,
have
well, Flyers aren't there,
incredible
right.
lack of talent. You know?
Right. All right, Bill, who's the player that hung around too long?
Jason Peters.
Who? Jason Peters.
Jason Peters.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. There's a lot of good ones. I got some ones that I'm going to roll out that I don't know if people are going to say. Hey, Bill, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Paul in Havertown. Paul, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
Do you remember where the Vegas odds had the Phillies, the number of wins, and where you thought they were going to be at the end of the year?
I think the wins were like 86.5 or 87.5.
That's exactly where it is right now. Exactly where it is right now. They're winning 54% of the games. I just did the math.
Yeah,
so they're projected to win 86, 87 games.
I would have a hard time taking the over at the beginning of the season. It's a tough bet, but that doesn't get you anywhere. It might get you into the playoffs, especially with the way teams are playing.
But is that in line with your expectations from the beginning of the year? Are they where they are now? They are what they are type of thing.
What's that?
Are they at this point in the season? Are they where you thought they would be? Like, are your expectations right along the line?
I kind of thought they'd be a little over 500, and that's what they are. They're a little over 500. I didn't think they'd be below 500. Yeah, kind of where I thought they'd be, but I didn't think. Here's what I do think. I think this team is a real World Series contender next year and the year after, because some of these young players I think are going to start to develop and be good, and they need those players. They need those players. And so I think next year and the year after are the 2 years I would look for this team to be a real contender to get to the World Series. I don't think it's this year. I think that's fair. Anybody that doesn't think that fair, go pound sand. I'm tired of hearing, but well, he just doesn't like the Phillies. No, I'm just trying to be honest. That's all. And next year and the year after, I think, are their years. Players that should have retired didn't retire soon enough, hung around too long.
I'm going to go with someone local, Allen Iverson.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Clayton
that
Perkey.
I'm not sure that I'd go there. But he did. A lot of guys hang around too long, but some guys really hang around too long. But I got you in the mix. Got you in the mix. Hey, thanks for the call, Paul. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
What up, Howard?
What's going on in Manayunk, John?
I haven't lived in Manayunk for years, but, you know, just
been calling WIP too long to change the moniker. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, it's about branding, Heskin, these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kidding. I get. Okay. Yeah, now we got the callers. Yeah, all these callers that brand themselves.
I actually can't stand it. That's what I'm trying to say. I distance myself from those shenanigans.
It's over the top. It's out of control. Ridiculous. It's out of control.
People with websites, it's nuts. Here's the thing, real quick, though. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna use your term that you use often as dopes, okay? Here's the problem. If I have to hear one more thing about Dylan Cease, okay, I love him. He's got worse numbers this year than Aaron Nola, okay? So for people that call up and want to complain about these teams, like, know what you're talking about, all right? Second of all, these were the same kind of dopes that last year wanted to trade Real Muto before he went 20-20, okay? They wanted to get rid of Doug Peterson because he couldn't use the headset, okay? Like, at the end of the day, bro, all you got to do is look around at the league. Now, this isn't an excuse for Trey Turner.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about Real Muto, though.
Catchers, they go quick when they go.
He's a solid defensive player, but you know your arm is not as important now with when they made the bases bigger. It's easier to steal bases.
I agree. What I'm trying to say though is, if you look, and this isn't an excuse for Trey. It's not. But if you look around the league, you look at someone like Soto, someone like Dansby Swanson, someone like Francisco Lindor. I could name more. Castellanos last year. Even Harper, when he first came here, had career-high strikeouts. There's something about these baseball players when they take money and they change cities. I don't know if it's because their wife is complaining that they don't like the new school district. I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, but she's from South Jersey. His wife's from South Jersey, so they're not complaining about it. And the fact that he took less money to come here is nonsense, because the taxes in California are so big, it almost is a wash. But
I
think his wife, you know, is from the area, so... And he probably likes the East Coast, so it's okay. It's okay, but he's got a hit, and I don't know if it's going to happen this year.
The irony is he'll come back next year and be fabulous. But I think that he's a gamer. Anyone who thinks he's a washed up already, I mean, you just saw 6 months ago he was in the Classic. He was Captain America. He hit more home runs probably in that tournament than he did all year.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that tournament. I don't know what those pitchers were like. I don't care about that.
That's true. But listen, it's in his head. I think by playoff time, they're all going to step up. And I'm more worried about Harper not hitting homers than any of this other crap, quite frankly.
Yeah, he's probably going to have to wait. Yeah, he's probably going to have to wait. So you expressed some concerns about the Phillies. You have concerns about the Eagles?
Smelling themselves maybe a little bit too much. You know, there's a stat out there that most people that go to the Super Bowl don't return. So I think that's concerning. But
that
I don't
most
know.
People
I
that actually, lose don't. Or most people that go there don't return. But it's hard to go back. But when you lose, it's even worse.
I do like that Rodgers is out of the NFC, though. I think the NFC quarterback wise is really weak. I think
Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. Yeah,
you just gotta hope they rip it. The Sixers, I think they're a laughable joke. See, like that's the kind of stuff where I'm not necessarily like. That's what you boo. You boo the people like Harden that don't try in the last 2 minutes. And Embiid, laughing about the Trey Turner thing, you're lucky that the fan base has been soft on your ass, man. Like, you should have been – like, I can't stand Embiid right now. Like, have some – like, you should have been crawling in a hole and shutting up. You shouldn't tweet for another freaking 6 months, pal. But real quick, as far as who retired too late, I mean, the greatest of all time. I mean, MJ. I mean, no one liked watching him be a wizard and get
he's
crossed
still
up by AI.
And didn't he average 30 points his final year?
I mean, he's the GOAT, Howard. I mean, yeah, but my point is, though, I don't like having to think of him as a wizard.
You know what? I understand, but he wanted to play when he came back from baseball, and then he wanted to play again. But he still averaged 30 points or close to it his last year with Washington.
I bet you if Jerry Seinfeld did 5 more seasons, it would have still been pretty funny. But he wanted to get out on top, baby. All right?
Yeah.
I love you, Howard. Keep being you.
Take care. Hey, John, take care. All right, Hassan Reddick. Nick Sirianni, now coaches say what they're supposed to say, but I'm telling you right now, it became a little bit of a stir, and you can't start talking about contracts. And he did in one response, but he didn't in another. And he's out there, and he's working, and he's not doing anything to hold out. He will be here this year. He will play when he's healthy this year. And he will be fine. And he's got to have a great year, or a good year. And the Eagles at the end of the year will look at – remember, there's a lot – you can only sign so many players. But if he plays well, there's no way they can't keep him. But here was Nick Sirianni's response. And, Ben, if you have it, Nick Sirianni's response when asked about the Hassan Reddick situation. Yeah, and it's just he's going to be here all year. He's going to go out there and play. He's a good player, and he's a good guy. And, you know, and the contract situation will take care of itself. Somewhere along the way, there had to be some kind of – you can't do it after 1 year. Whether the agent got in touch or whether it became an issue because of a tweet, and apparently it became a bigger issue – well, he's ranked this and he's paid this. You can't do that every year because salaries always go up. And he's smart enough to know, and he's going to be out there. And he's going to be out there this season, and it's not going to be a problem. Now, after the season, they got to sit down, and I'm sure one way or another they'll figure it out. 215-592-9494. All right. I put out a tweet this morning. To promote the show, to promote, you know, me coming on Twitter, and you know, in the tweet was a picture of my daughter from the Taylor Swift concert last night, and it's got 556,000 views. That's my daughter, and they all dress up for Taylor Swift. She was in L.A. Taylor Swift was in L.A. last night, and that's where my daughter works. And they're even getting on my son, and he's trying to explain that it's not only my daughter, but it's his sister. It's funny. You know, I got to figure out what picture I can put up each week to get people guessing. It's actually kind of hilarious. I just downloaded the picture that she sent me, and then by accident, obviously, I included in the tweet to promote the show. He's jerks out there. Yeah, your father's a pervert. He's a pervert. Yeah, go pound it, will you? All right. WIP Sports Time is now 9:22.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the
Taylor Swift still killing it, and she's killing it in L.A. this weekend and next weekend. Then she's going to take a little time off and then go overseas. It's amazing. She created an earthquake in Seattle. It was on the it was a 2.3 magnitude earthquake. It's crazy. There's people jumping up and down. But on my tweet, I'm glad everybody thinks I'm, you know, whatever. I just downloaded a picture of my daughter from the concert last night in L.A. They all get dressed up, and she's one of them. And it was on my tweet to promote the show this morning. And then people were all over it. And then my son's got to respond. And it's ridiculous. It's people always think like, oh, and I don't even know if that's the worst, but people think things. It's all right. It's all right. I got a lot of people know that I was on the air this morning that maybe wouldn't have thought about it, but whatever. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Keith. Keith, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Yeah. I'll just get right to it. I mean, that was, you know, the Phillies, they had like a really easy schedule coming up, you thought, you know, with the Pirates and now the Royals. You know, 40 games below 500 the Royals were coming in the last night. And, you know, I hear you're talking about Schwarber a lot. Like, he should get more, you know, he should catch more heat than Turner just as much. Like, it's a joke, like, this dude still leads off. What's he, 170
something? Yeah, but there's this nonsense. Well, he walks. Well, he didn't walk last night. His on-base percentage is now below 320, which is not good at all. And then he's hitting 178.
Yeah, then they'll say, oh, well, look at the stats when he's leading off. I remember the one game he was 0 for 6, but they got the win. They're like, oh, there you go, Schwarber, you got to win, but he went 0 for 6. You know, like, and, you know, like you said, he can't get first to third. Like, he's the slowest guy on the team. His average is terrible. Like, why don't you put Bryson Stott up there? You know, and it's crazy, like, with the payroll, the three best hitters, I think, are Marsh, Boehm, and Stott. And all these other guys, what are they, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, Marsh is kind of in his spot in the lineup. He's okay where he is. And
yeah,
he's been a nice player for him. Mickey Moniak's killing it out with the Angels.
Oh, yeah, with the Angels, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. So it was a good trade for both teams. The reality is they still have the inconsistency in their lineup. And Aaron Nola, I mean, if I went to the into the – and we're not going into the playoffs tomorrow or next week. Aaron Nola would not be in my rotation. I just keep
At best, maybe like your fourth. There's no way you've got to – there's like Walker's way better.
Well, yeah, maybe the fourth starter, maybe.
Yeah, and then, Ranger, he's been up and down. Like, that's what I was – that's funny.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you that. Where would you put him in the playoffs? But I'm the same way, Howard. Like, I'm not going to be a Phillies hater or, you know, I'm realistic too. But – and I know, like, last year I didn't expect them to go to World Series. Like, I did think they would beat the Cardinals, but I didn't think they would beat the Braves last year.
The Braves screwed up last year, and I don't know that the Braves are going to screw up this year. They are so good.
Oh my God, that's
so good.
Yeah, that's probably the best lineup, offensive lineup I've seen. Probably.
How about their pitching? They got everything. They have every, and they lost their shortstop. Right? They lost their shortstop. They just plugged somebody. They just got somebody else. It's unbelievable. And then Freddie Freeman went to the. And then Olsen's doing a nice job for him at first base.
And then
it's
they
not
just
Freddie
got
Freeman,
Max
but he's still doing
back.
A nice job. Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah,
that's a very good organization. Very good.
Yeah, Max Fried's back now too. He was a Cy Young candidate.
Yep, that's exactly right. All right. So who's your the player that didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long?
I got to go with Shaq.
You know, I'm trying to remember what the end of his career was like. Okay.
He ended his career at your boy LaFraud in Cleveland.
Well, nobody's LaFraud, but did he hang around too long?
Oh yeah, he was terrible with Cleveland, and then Boston, he was terrible.
Yeah,
he couldn't get up and down
the court. Numbers. I'll look at his numbers. I got some others that nobody will come up with, but I'm going to mention at the end because nobody's going to come up with them. All right, but I appreciate the call. Thanks. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim in Clementon, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're getting a good laugh today with that Taylor Swift concert. Yeah. That's good.
People that didn't see it, I tweeted out that I was coming on, and I had just downloaded a picture of my daughter from the Taylor Swift concert last night in L.A. that she sent me. And then people thought I was some, whatever.
Well, it's good to start off a day with a laugh. All right, so basically, I'm going to kind of say the same thing the last guy said. It seems like with the Phillies, the guys who are supposed to be carrying the team are not, and the other guys, supposed to be the second liners, they're the ones carrying the team. And that goes for pitching, too.
You're not going to win that way. You're not going to get to the World Series, let's put it that way.
Right.
All right, so, that's what people get annoyed at me for saying, that I just don't think they're a World Series team. Mm-hmm. Last year was lightning in a bottle, and they got caught quite a few breaks, and then they picked it up after that St. Louis manager screwed up that mini series, and they did a good job to beat San Diego. San Diego made a mistake. I mean, Hader should have come in, but whatever the case, they still did it. They still did what they had to do to get to the World Series, but they're not that team. Mm-hmm. It's just something is missing this year. Can it happen? Sure it can happen, but I think next year and the year after are the years that they really have a chance to be a World Series contender. So people get annoyed. So, one of the things that I ask people today, since they're annoyed at me, everybody has concerns. What are your concerns with the Phillies, and we'll go to the Eagles and then the Sixers?
Well, my concern with the Phillies is that the players that are supposed to step up do the job, which they're not doing now.
Okay.
And of course,
that's
the Eagles.
Legit. That's legit. And the Eagles?
Stay healthy for the Eagles.
Right. So that's your concern. And the Sixers, who gives a damn?
Yeah, I don't care. And the Flyers, too. They've been
The Flyers
bad for so long,
Flyers
don't
are
even think
right
about
thing.
Them.
That's what the Sixers should. Sixers should tank this year. Now, you do it for 1 year because you have a pick.
Right.
And then they don't have a pick after that. But just clean it up. But Daryl Morey won't do it because he's going to be gone in 2 years anyway. So, and he's a fraud. That was another mistake made by ownership, hiring Daryl Morey. All right. Player that hung around, didn't retire soon enough, that hung around too long.
Okay, I'm going to go with a big name. Michael Jordan.
Somebody already said Michael Jordan.
Oh, they did? I got another one, Tom Brady, for sure.
You know, he still kind of performed, but yeah, he did hang around. I got tired of Tom Brady. All right, but I'll put you in the mix. All right, Jim, thanks for the call. Let's move on to the phones here. Let's go to Vince, who's in South Philly. Vince, what's happening?
Hey, Howard, good morning. Yeah, I know a team can get on a little bit of a run like the Royals were, but they were still like 40 games under 500 last night. So it just
stop with a little bit of the run.
Yeah, I know, but
you're not supposed to lose to a team like that. The Phillies were basically 2.5-1 favorites last night.
Yeah, sure, and I don't know. I'm just so frustrated with Aaron Nola anymore. Between all the home runs he gives up, and you know, and of course, some people will say, well, the pitch clock bothers him. Well, they didn't have one last year, and he was still sometimes.
Still gave up home runs. I'm tired of hearing about the pitch clock. It's a lame, weak, pathetic excuse. He's not talking about it anymore, but he's just okay. He's in a contract year, and obviously, he's not going to get a new contract from the Phillies. He'll get it from somebody. He'll get paid by somebody because there's not that much pitching that's going to be out there in free agency.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the only concern I have with the Phillies in terms of the rest of the year is whether, you know, Aaron Nola's mental state is going to affect
Do you think they're a World Series team?
Not the way they are playing sort of constructed now.
You can't qualify it. Are they a World Series team?
No.
Okay. All right, the Eagles. What are your concerns about the Eagles?
I think pretty much what what other people are saying is maybe injury-related
because they're
kind
a good team. Yeah, it's just there's things that happen the year after you lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And the Sixers, do you really give a damn?
Well, in the sense that it just really pisses me off that what they've done over the years. I mean, how many times are you going to tank, for God's sakes, you know?
Well, they're not trying to tank now. But that's the mistake. Now's when they should do it. They should clean it up, clean it out. Embiid is on a new contract, a new 4-year contract this year, which was signed, I guess, a year ago. I just can't see them. They're not going to win a championship. They're more concerned about building a new arena, which is a complete joke and a farce and a financial disaster. It will be a financial disaster if it's ever down there. Whatever. Okay, who's the player? It didn't retire soon
enough. I don't know. I was going to say George Foreman, as crazy as that sounds. I mean, I love that when he knocked out Michael Moore, but he should have retired right after that even.
Well,
you know,
boxers hung around too long. Bernard Hopkins, he hung around too long. But boxers usually hang around because somebody's going to pay him to get in the ring and box. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Vince, have a great weekend.
Thanks.
215-592-9494. We're going to get some more responses. I still can't get over. I guess people don't care that the NBA is out of control. Anthony Davis, $60 million a year for a guy that misses a lot of games too. He's always hurt. And now that he's got a new contract, he's going to be hurt again. It's ridiculous. Why do you see $70 million a year players? And the players run the league. If you worried about the players running the league before, it is out of control now. They are running the league. Why even have any kind of ownership? Why have a commissioner? Because he's useless anyway. But we'll talk about a bunch of things coming back. And the Phillies off a loss, a bad loss. That's a bad loss. It's a bad loss because it's a bad team and it's at home. And they'll probably win the next two games of the series, and everybody will be hunky-dory again. Everything's great. Okay. There's just something not quite there. And the fans with their ovation for Trey Turner made him feel good, but I don't know that it really changes anything. You've seen his sample size. He's going to hit, but I don't know if it's going to be this year. I'm Howard Eskin. Got a few open lines. WIP, and the time now is 9:39. On what turned into a Taylor Swift morning? Because because, and obviously, well, it's better than a typo. People get on me about typos in my tweets. So I, you know, accidentally, I include a picture of my daughter from the Taylor Swift concert in L.A. last night in my tweet. People all over me until they realize what it was. Retweeted. It's crazy. It's crazy. And Big Cat, I couldn't figure out why. Why did Big Cat retweet my? And then I realized Big Cat from Barstool. It's like, why did you retweet that? And then I see there's a picture of my daughter, which obviously he didn't know it was my daughter. It's unbelievable. People, you're thinking the wrong things. All right, let's go to John in Chalfont. John, you're on WIP.
Howard, great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
Hey, man, these Phillies are just so frustrating. I mean, they're underperforming in just about every category. And, you know, you can look at the coaching and the lineup. The lineup just makes me crazy when you think about Schwarber at the top. I know we've all talked about it, but it is frustrating putting the slowest guy in on the team.
Okay, so they're underperforming.
They are.
And it's easy to say, and Schwarber should hit at least 200.
Right.
So people, well, he walks. You know, he doesn't walk enough anymore for that. Okay, so he is underperforming from a low bar. He hits home runs, and that's basically it. All right. And, Harper coming back from the injury, maybe he shouldn't have come back that soon. He just doesn't have power. He
doesn't have
the
power. You think it's going to come, but we're all waiting for it to develop and come. And yep, everybody's giving him that latitude. But, you know, when is that going to pop in there? And it's great effort playing the first base. But, you know, I don't know.
I don't know that Castellanos is underperforming, because what we saw last year, did you really have expectations that he was going to have the first half of the season that he had?
That's true. I mean, that's one player, but you're right. He really carried the team through that first half. You're right. But
yeah,
overall, as a team, they are underperforming. And, you know, this lineup, the way it's structured, and people say, well, it's working. But is it? Like, we're 10 games behind or so behind the Braves. We could be, you know, further up in the standings. We could be putting distance. When we go into Pittsburgh and play a series like we played in Pittsburgh, That's just, and last night was, it's just so frustrating to see this team underperform the way they are as a whole. And I don't know what, you know, exactly is missing, but I would start.
But I don't know
lineup.
That performance is going to change this year.
I don't think so either. Honestly, yeah. It's
okay. So let's run it down.
This team is what it is.
Right. So do you think they're getting to the World Series?
No.
Okay. All right. So now, you know, when I say that, people get on me. All right.
Well, you can get on me. I don't care.
Well, your concerns about the other teams, you know, because people get on me. They say, you always talk nice about the Eagles. Well, the Eagles are the best team in town, and it's not even a question. It's not even
a question.
What am I supposed to say? Bad things about the Eagles? They got to the Super Bowl? I mean, yeah, and they made some mistakes in the Super Bowl, and that's unacceptable. And I think it's going to be very difficult for them to get back just because of the history of going back after a loss. But I'm not worried about the coordinator change. I mean, they have good players. They really have good coaches. All right, so
concern. That is my concern. Exactly what you just said is not yours. Is that coordinator changes, those coaching changes. I mean, that can be a big deal.
Okay.
To get onto their – that's just mine. That's
all right, that's legitimate. That's legitimate. And do you give a damn about the Sixers?
I do give a damn. You know, like, because – What is the problem with this group that they can't get the right players around and be to play correctly?
Because you got a fraud and a dope making those decisions in Daryl Morey, who's never done anything in his career. Anything. Yeah. He's con people.
Jimmy Butler was the best year, probably the best group.
The problem was that was above him. They wanted to keep Ben Simmons. Ownership wanted to keep Ben Simmons because he was a generational player. So they got involved, and the ownership is a bad owner. It's a terrible ownership.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They don't have the passion to win.
They're absentee owners. It's a disgrace. All right, but the reality is, okay, so that was a mistake. But then going out and getting James Harden, Daryl Morey, this love affair he had with James Harden and all these Houston Rockets players. And then you could have had Halliburton and Buddy Hield and given up one less first-round pick, which would have allowed you to trade Tobias Harris. The whole thing is that he creates – what has he done to make this team better? He's created a mess.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you there 100%. I do wish that they had figured out a way to work this whole thing out, that they did end up with a championship caliber team, and they just have not. And this whole thing has been a total waste, in my opinion. And the Flyers are just in a rebuild. I mean, the Flyers are hats off to Briere and Jones and what they're trying to do there. We'll see what develops, but they're in a rebuild. So
okay, so who is the player that didn't retire soon enough and hung around too long?
All right, I got Brett Favre.
Who?
Brett Favre.
Oh, Brett Favre.
Okay. Favre.
Yeah, actually, that's a good one, too. That's a good one, too.
Because he was going to retire, didn't retire, going to retire, didn't retire. Aaron Rodgers hanging around forever. Yeah. Then he went to the Vikings. I mean, that was, on and on that way.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. That's going to create a real problem here. We might have to have a flip-off here meaning a coin flip. To get a winner. All right, thanks for the call. Wow, that is a good one, too. All right, let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Morning.
Well, we finally got the move down Trey Turner. When are we going to move down Schwarber?
He ain't going to do it. I do not think he's going to do it. I do not, because Schwarber wants to hit leadoff. I just don't think he's going to do it. And it's just, it's ridiculous. He walks. No, he doesn't. Not enough. He doesn't. He walks, but not enough to account for a 178 batting average. He's not going to.
Why not Harper?
Can you imagine? He's not going to hit 200 this year.
Yeah. How about Harper in the leadoff spot?
I have no problem with. I have no problem with almost anybody in the leadoff spot other than Schwarber.
And
Harper, because he could get on base, and he knows that, since he's not hitting home runs, he's trying to make contact, trying to get base hits. Yeah, I do like Harper in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, Harper, Baum, Scott, and then Schwarber.
Yep.
Batting in a four hole. And as far as standing ovation last night, it sort of reminded me of when the last player on the basketball team gets in the game and everybody gets up and cheers. It seemed embarrassing to me. I don't know.
I don't think it was necessary.
Yeah. I thought it was over the top.
It was over the top, but the fans got it out of the system. Now, if they do it tonight, I think it's fraudulent.
Yeah.
And I don't care what they do. They do or they don't. It's fine. If fans want to cheer, that's okay.
He's got to straighten it out.
He knows that the fans are still behind him. Maybe if they push him a little bit, that I don't know. I don't know that anything will help. It's ridiculous.
He got the hit, I can see the standing ovation when he got the hit.
Yep. So, all right, the player that you thought didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long.
Well, I would go back way far, but I'm sure it wouldn't win, so I'm going to give you Chase Utley.
You know what? I was waiting for somebody to say Chase Utley, and I didn't think, because the people here were so in love with Chase Utley. The last 5 years of his career were really bad. That brings somebody else. I'd have to think about that now, too. All right. Hey, who's this? Is this Charlie? Yeah. Okay. So Charlie had Chase Utley. All right. We have to think about that, Ben, because Utley's a good one. I'm telling you, it's between a few. All right. Let's see what else we have here. Who's next? Jerry? Jerry, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. I'm looking forward. I haven't been in the link about 10 years. I'm going to practice tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay. All right, cool.
And then my concern is just the law of averages and the overconfidence of the Eagles. Do you think they're overconfident?
Well, we don't know yet. That is a danger. We don't know yet. But you have to worry about that. I mean, the coach is trying to guard against that. He understands. But they are the best team in the conference. Now, whether they get to the Super Bowl, I mean, they still have to play the games. So there's a lot of things there. All right, Jerry, who's your, since we're running out of time, the athlete that didn't retire soon enough.
Yeah, I think this is going to really add to your decision, make a tough one. My guy started with Ty Cobb. It was
I'm not going back that far.
Well, no, it's Bartolo Colon. He just retired after 23 years of playing baseball.
You know what? He wasn't bad at the end. He wasn't terrible, but he did hang around. That's a good one, but that wouldn't be a winner. All right, let me move on and get one more in here. Tate. All right, just give me your – I know you have something to talk about. Just give me who your the player that you thought hung around too long. Is Tate there? Okay, all right. So, all right, Ben, let's figure – actually, there's some other people in the mix here. All right, so here's what we have to choose from. Chase Utley really did hang around too long. Last 5 years were – you know, like, what are you even playing for? Chase Utley, he couldn't leave the game. He didn't know what else to do. Chase Utley, in no specific order, Shaquille O'Neal and Jason Peters. Out of those three, I know who you think, and you think who?
I was going to go Jason Peters, who's somehow still playing. And, I mean, since the end of the Eagles' career.
Well, if he's still playing, I guess if he's still playing, I guess it's okay. But because the question was, didn't retire soon enough. So if he hasn't retired, then I guess he's not in the mix.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So because my question was, players that didn't retire soon enough that hung around too long. And he still hasn't retired. It's kind of an iffy thing. So if that's the case, and we go between Shaq and Chase Utley. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I know you wanted to go Utley. That was
I didn't want to go Utley. I looked at his last 5 years. It was awful. His last 5 years, he was stealing money. And you know what? Hugh Douglas ought to be in the mix, too. Somebody should have mentioned Hugh Douglas for stealing money and hanging around too long. But that's okay. Ike Reese only stole money for a year, I think a year in Atlanta. But Hugh Douglas. But Hugh Douglas wouldn't have won. Okay, so if we go between Utley and Shaq, here's what I'm going to do. You got a coin in your hand? I don't have a coin. So.
I have a coin.
Okay. All right. Heads, when you flip it, it'll be Shaq. Tails, it'll be Utley. All right? So it's either Keith that wins or Charlie that wins. All right. Flip the coin. See what we got.
It is heads, which is Keith in the Northeast.
Okay. Keith, so Shaq. Utley's right there. When you look at Utley's numbers, boy, he hung around too long. It was actually, we got a lot of good. Steve Carlton's really, really a good one, but sometimes it goes back before some of the people. But whatever the case may be, I appreciate everybody's participation. I appreciate you being a part of the show. I appreciate you people looking at my tweet this morning to promote the show, which people thought I was something that I wasn't. It was an accident, but I accidentally posted my daughter's picture from the Taylor Swift concert last night, and it's now got, since this morning, 820,000 views, because they thought I was something else. It's my daughter before. All the kids get dressed up. She's not a kid anymore, but she's in her early 20s. But her picture at the Taylor, going to the Taylor Swift concert last night in L.A., all right. It's just, it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy, but whatever. So congratulations, Keith. You win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check it all out at thebruno.com. Great food, great catering, great everything, parties, whatever. You will absolutely, and if you didn't win, just you can still go to the Bruno Brothers. Check it out. Ben Kenny, thanks to you back at the studio. Glenn, is Glenn up? Glenn and Mike? Okay, Glenn and Mike Sielski. All right, coming up next. Everybody have a great weekend. Phillies tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm telling you, my idea for Trey Turner is make him DH. Make him DH, and he can kind of look at his at-bats after every at-bat. Make him a DH. He won't do that. But whatever, we'll see. Everybody have a great weekend. Eagles kind of off today. Back at the Link tomorrow for that open practice. We're getting closer. Next Saturday, there's actually a football game for the Eagles. Can you believe that? After all this, there's going to be a football game, and we will be there. Merrill, Mike, myself, in Baltimore to broadcast that preseason game against the Ravens. Everybody, have a great day, a great week. Big Cat from Barstool, thanks for your retweet, because you thought I was something and I wasn't this morning. Everybody have a great week. And the time now is 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.